Hello, this is Jeff again for New York Opinions Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are here. This service is quick and confidential. I'm sorry that we got disconnected. Moving forward and proceeding with the survey, here's the prompt one, the amendment that may appear in the ballot in New York in November, add certain protections to the state Bill of Rights. Adds anti-discrimination provision to state constitutions, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care to autonomy. A yes vote puts this protection against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves the protection out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided.
Thank you. But if you had to choose, how would you vote?
Undecided. I don't know. I would need more time and more information to decide.
Okay. Just to confirm, would you say yes, no, or will not vote?
Okay, will not vote because I don't know my answer then, and I want to sway either way.
Okay. Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would strengthen voting rights protection, prevent discrimination based on age, remove parents' right over their children's medical decisions, give voting rights to immigrants, put LGBTQ protection into the state constitution, prohibit housing discrimination, provide protections on the basis of gender, put protections for abortions into the state constitution, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities?
LGBTQ.
Thank you. All right. Now, knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, will you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
Undecided.
Thank you. Compared to voting for presidents or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights? And is that someone or much more or less motivated?
No change. What?
Okay. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements for each one. Please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. The first one, it is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination.
Agree. Strongly agree.
All right, remember... Oh, okay, thank you. Strongly agree, that means 10. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
Strongly agree. You're talking about illegal immigrants, though, right? Not just immigrants that came over, with the correct papers and stuff, right?
Is actually we need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants. So remember, the scale is from 0 to 10. So you're strongly agree on this one?
But I'm asking for a clarification on the definition of your immigrants, because illegals versus people that actually immigrate here, that are actually paying taxes and are, here legally, that's different. Are you referring to illegals?
And I understand that. So... and just to let you know, so we are not having any opinion on this. I do apologize for that. If you don't have, any difference, remember you could have an sky from 0 to 10. With 5 actually could actually help you, right, on this one. But you let me know, no problem.
5. We'll just go with in between.
Okay, thank you. Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
Wait, what was that one?
Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without the parents' consent.
5. That's neutral, right?
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
10.
Thank you. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive no matter their culture, background, or place of birth.
Everyone deserves life.
Everyone deserves the change to thrive no matter their culture, background, or place of birth.
5.
Thank you. We need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion.
5.
Thank you. The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
5.
Thank you. It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
5.
Thank you. It's important to protect trans girls and protect access to gender affirming care.
5.
Thank you. All right. Now, here's a short statement about Prom 1. New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State's Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing a state governments and curseful right backwards, this proposal solely decides protect within our state constitution. This amendment would have a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided. Is there any more questions? I mean, I have to cook dinner for my 4-year-old.
I understand. So, however, just to confirm, we are just about to end. So just a couple of more questions that are going to be related to this topic we are handling at the moment, right? Just to confirm, but if you have to choose, how would you vote? Yeah, I know that you are undecided, but if you have to choose, how would you vote?
I would abstain. I think that was an option last time.
Okay. Thank you. Over the course of the survey, something things changed. It's okay if your answer did not change. But once again, as you may know, there will be elections for president in U.S. Congress and other states and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 24 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
Almost certain vote.
Thank you. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing if its leader is exactly right, and is that much more convincing or someone more convincing? Statement 8. This amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It will strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has a special protection based on a national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Statement B. These claims are false and just not incredible. In New York, parents' consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protection is in the amendment having nothing to do with our country, asylum, or immigrant laws. They are simple about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. With the question, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right, and is that much more convincing or someone more convincing?
Convincing.
Which statement? Statement A or statement B?
A.
Statement A is much more convincing or someone more convincing?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some themes that some people have said are motivated reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1 for each one. Please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means you think it's extremely motivated reason to vote in favor of Prop 1, 5 means it makes you think it's someone motivated, and 0 means that you don't think it's motivated at all. You may use any numbers between 0 to 10. First one, since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 24 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can do to protect the rights, the abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in New York Constitution is the permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop the from happening.
Five.
Thank you. Second one. Right now, the New York Constitution has loopholes that leave many New Yorkers in protections. For example, it does not adequately protect the right to abortion, does not protect the rights of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the rights for those with disabilities. This amendment will close those loopholes and make sure that all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against by the government.
Five.
Thank you. The government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens, but by putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we're holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their positions of powers to take advantage of our discriminate against New Yorkers.
Five.
Thank you. Last one. Extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which will impose their white nationalist agenda in our states. They want to make it harder to get an abortion. Treating the legality of same-sex marriage discriminates against trans people and eliminate equality and civil rights initiatives. It's vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo no matter what happens in November.
Five.
Thank you. Now, moving forward, sometimes over the course of a service, things change. It's okay if they didn't know, but once again, here's the text of Form 1, an amendment that may appear of the ban in New York in November as certain protection to the state bill of rights. We're just ending, just to let you know. As anti-discrimination provision to the state constitution covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive healthcare autonomy. A yes vote puts this protection against discrimination in the New York Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you no? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes. Sorry. Five. Or is it almost over? I'm sorry. My son is like terrorizing us.
Yeah. No problem. So if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Are you undecided, or would you no vote? Okay. Okay. Thank you. But if you have to choose, how would you vote?
Not vote. I don't vote for things I don't know enough about.
Okay, thank you. After reading all of this information, are you more or less likely to go vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress of states, and local offices and ballot issues that you were at the start of the service? Is that someone or much more or less likely?
I'm sorry. I have to go. He's just, like, really terrorizing. I don't know if you guys get scared if I leave in the middle, but I don't know how many more questions, like,
Just to let you know, if you allow me, so just to let me know, just to let you know, I'm sorry, we're just ending. There's about 3 to 5 more questions. If you have no opinions, you can let me know as well, and we can proceed.
Okay, no opinion.
Okay, thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, when 0 means you are not motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10. Just not for those minor, those other issues.
Okay. Do you consider yourselves, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Heterosexual.
Thank you. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Single. Head of household.
Thank you. Are you the parent of guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
Thank you.
I will be right there.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I'm independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party than the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status?
Full time.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from those sources before taxes? Your best estimated is fine.
Wait, I'm sorry. My income from working or in general?
From all sources.
120.
Thank you. All right, this concludes our service for today. Thank you very much for your participation. I appreciate your time, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.